The Catcher Podcast, conversations for the curious, essential knowledge, simplified. Your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Akatra AI. Welcome back to the deep dive. You know, if you're trying to get through modern life, you probably know this feeling.
Yeah.
Your mind feels less like a tool for thinking and more like just a storage unit, packed full of worries, half-forgotten tasks, just constant mental noise.
Yeah, it's like we're drowning in information but starved for actual clarity. And usually when people feel that mental chaos, they start looking for really complicated fixes. You know, new apps, productivity gurus, maybe some big life overhaul.
Exactly. But our deep dive today is into Alison Fallon's book, The Power of Writing It Down. And her argument is pretty radical, actually. She says the best tool for cutting through that chaos isn't fancy tech. It's, well, it's just a pen and paper.
Right. So our mission today is really to unpack that, to show you how Fallon makes the case that writing isn't just for emails or, you know, diaries. It's actually a powerful tool grounded in how our brains work, for managing ourselves, processing emotions, setting intentions.
It tackles that core struggle, doesn't it? How do we stop just sort of reacting to the mess in our heads and actually start shaping our own reality, moving from observer to creator?
Before we dive into the how, maybe we should touch on who Alison Fallon is, because her background is, I think, really relevant here. She's an author, speaker, a well-regarded writing coach. She founded Find Your Voice.
Yeah, and what's interesting is she's not coming at this from like a purely academic psychology angle.
No, not at all. Her insights come straight from the trenches, could say. She's worked with thousands of people, CEOs, regular folks, people dealing with really tough stuff, helping them use writing to, well, to change things.
So it's practical, based on what actually works for real people.
Exactly. And she really takes the pressure off. This isn't about becoming a great writer. It's about writing for yourself. She shifts it from just a nice self-help idea to something more like essential mental maintenance based on science.
That shift is crucial. Okay, so let's talk about the book itself. How does she structure this argument?
Well, she frames it as both a why-to and a how-to guide. The core idea really is that writing is maybe the most effective and definitely the most accessible tool we have for understanding ourselves, healing, and, you know, actually designing the life we want.
And the why it works. That's key, isn't it? Because
yeah.
Thoughts just swirling around in your head can feel so overwhelming.
Totally. They're abstract. They go in circles like smoke, as you said.
Yeah.
But the minute you write them down, they become concrete, something tangible you can actually look at.
Right. You can see it on the page.
And then you can examine it properly, question it. Like, is this worry actually valid or is it just noise?
Yeah.
You start to get some control over that internal chatter.
Okay, so if it's that simple, why don't we all just do it? Why does it feel hard sometimes?
Ah, good question. Fallon tackles that head on. The book takes you on this journey. First, the science, the why it works neurologically,
right.
Then the practical habits, the how, and finally, the outcome using writing to actively create a new reality, the what for. It really elevates journaling into a serious brain-based strategy.
Makes sense. Let's dig into that science bit then. Part one, the brain on paper. What's the core scientific argument?
The big idea here is that our brains, well, they just aren't built to store an endless loop of unprocessed thoughts. Trying to do that, that leads directly to feeling overwhelmed, anxious, cognitive overload.
So the paper acts like, what, an external hard drive?
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. It takes the load off your brain.
Okay, so what's happening inside our heads? What's the mechanism when we write stuff down?
It's something called cognitive offloading. Think about your prefrontal cortex. That's the brain CEO, right? Handles planning, decisions, focus. That has limited bandwidth. If it's clogged up just holding on to worries and to-do lists, it can't do its main job properly. Writing it down literally offloads that storage task.
Ah, freeing it up to actually think and solve problems.
Precisely. But it's not just about cleaning clutter. Fallon also talks about how writing helps us focus on our goals. Intention setting.
How does that work? Writing down a goal makes it more likely to happen. How?
This involves something called the reticular activating system, or the RAS.
RAS, okay.
Think of it as your brain's filter, or like a spotlight. It decides what out of all the information bombarding you gets your conscious attention. When you write down your goals clearly, with detail, you're essentially programming your RAS.
Programming it how?
You're telling it, hey, this is important. Pay attention to anything related to this. It starts noticing opportunities, information, resources that align with that written goal.
Okay, I get that. It's like when you decide you want a specific type of car, say a red Mini.
Yeah.
Suddenly you see red Minis everywhere. They were always there, but your brain just filtered them out before.
Well, exactly. Writing down your goals, your ideal future. It's like telling your RAS, okay, this goal is the red Mini now. Start spotting everything that looks like it.
That makes sense. And what about the emotional side? You mentioned healing.
Right. This is really powerful. Fallon explains how difficult memories, especially traumatic ones, often get stored in a fragmented, nonverbal way in the amygdala, the brain's alarm system.
Which is why they can trigger strong emotions out of the blue.
Precisely. Writing about those experiences forces you to engage the higher parts of your brain, the cortex. You have to create a narrative, put it into words, give it structure.
So you're not just reliving the feeling, you're actively making sense of it.
Yes. You're imposing order on the chaos. Fallon uses the phrase naming and taming. By articulating the story, writing it down, you integrate the memory. It becomes part of your story rather than just this raw trigger. It actually reduces its emotional charge.
Wow. Okay. That's the why. So part two, a new practice. This is the how. How do we actually get started and stick with it, especially past that fear of the blank page or feeling like it has to be perfect?
She gives us a fantastic starting point that bypasses that inner critic completely. It's called the brain dump.
Brain dump. Sounds messy.
It kind of is, and that's the point. You set a timer, maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes, and you just write nonstop. Don't edit. Don't censor. Don't worry if it makes sense. Just keep the pen moving.
The goal is just emptying out whatever's in there.
Exactly. Quantity over quality. Yeah. Honesty. Get all that mental clutter onto the page. You might write nonsense for the first few minutes, but you push through. No, don't stop till the timer goes off.
Okay. That sounds doable. Like clearing the decks. What about using writing for more specific things, like making a decision or understanding an emotion?
Yeah, she offers structured prompts for that too. So if you're stuck in a decision, you could write, okay, the problem is X. My options are A, B, C. Pros and cons of each are. And the one that feels most aligned with my values is, it forces you to think it through logically on the page.
I like that structure. And for emotions.
Instead of just feeling overwhelmed by an emotion, she suggests a prompt like, right now, I feel the emotion because the situation thought. What this feeling needs for me right now is acknowledgement, action, comfort. It guides you towards understanding and self-compassion.
That feels much more proactive than just stewing in it.
Totally. And the key to all of this, she stresses, is making it sustainable. Building a ritual.
Right. Not just another thing on the to-do list.
No. Link it to something you already do, your morning coffee, maybe before bed. Make it non-negotiable, like brushing your teeth. A fundamental act of self-care.
Okay, that brings us to part three, a new reality. This sounds like where it gets really creative, moving beyond just processing the past or present.
Exactly. This is about using writing to actively architect your future. Now, some people might hear scripting the future and think, oh, here we go, more fluffy self-help.
Yeah, I admit it sounds a little bit wishful thinking. How does she ground this?
She grounds it in the power of narrative and belief. It starts with rewriting your story. We all have these subconscious narratives running, right? Limiting beliefs like, I'm terrible at public speaking, or I never finish what I start.
Those inner critics.
Writing helps you first identify those unhelpful stories clearly. Then you consciously use the page to write a new story, an empowering one, about resilience, about capability, about your potential.
So you literally rewrite the script for your own character.
In a way, yes. And the most advanced form of this is scripting the future. This is where you write a really detailed description of a future you desire, maybe a specific achievement or just an ideal day, but you write it as if it has already happened.
In the present tense.
Yes, in the present tense. I am feeling confident as I deliver this presentation, or my team is celebrating the successful launch. By vividly articulating it now, you engage your imagination. You build belief that it's possible.
And that connects back to the RAS, priming your brain to notice things that align with that scripted future.
Exactly. It makes the path forward clear. When you've written down the what, the desired outcome, and the why, your motivation, the how, the actual steps you need to take often becomes much more obvious and easier to act on. It turns a vague wish into an actual plan.
Okay, if we had to pull out, say, three core themes from the book that really resonate for everyday life, what would they be?
I think the first one has to be writing as a tool for cognitive clarity. The big message there is Your mind is for having ideas, not holding them.
Right. So if you're stuck on a problem, personal or professional, get it out of your head and onto the page. Untangle it there.
Absolutely. The second theme I'd highlight is the democratization of writing.
Meaning
you don't have to be a writer with a capital W. You don't need fancy prose. You just need to be a person with thoughts and feelings. The goal is honesty, not elegance. That makes it accessible to literally everyone right now. It removes that perfectionism barrier.
That's huge. Okay, and a third one.
Authorship of self. This is about agency. Are you just narrating what happens to you, or are you actively writing the story? It's about realizing you have the pen. You can choose the direction of the plot rather than just reacting to circumstances.
Moving from narrator to author, I like that. Fallon also uses some really punchy phrases that stick with you.
She does. That first one we touched on. Your brain is for having ideas, not for holding them. It's such a simple, powerful reminder to offload.
Yeah. And another one I liked was, clarity comes through the pen, not to the pen.
Oh, that's a great one. It completely flips the script on waiting for inspiration, doesn't it?
Totally. It says, just start writing, even if you're confused. The clarity will emerge from the act of writing.
Exactly. Trust the process. Then there's the more therapeutic angle. Writing is how we witness our own lives.
What does that mean to you?
I think it speaks to that deep human need for acknowledgement, for validation. When you write down your experiences, your feelings, you're giving them weight, you're saying, this happened, this mattered, that's incredibly healing.
Yeah, I can see that. And the last one, which feels very action-oriented, writing something down is the first step to making it real. Once you write it down, it's a plan.
Right. It takes something intangible, just a thought floating around, and makes it concrete. Puts it down in black and white. It's like planting a flag. Okay, this is happening. It shifts it from maybe someday to step one.
Okay, let's make this super practical. Someone's listening right now, feeling overwhelmed. What's one immediate thing they could do based on the book?
Easy one. The brain dump. Feeling anxious, stressed, set a timer for 15 minutes, grab any paper, any pen, and just write. Every worry, every task, every fear, every random thought. Don't stop. Just get it out.
And the benefit is?
Instant relief. Often. You go from the swirling chaos inside to a list you can actually look at. It creates distance, a sense of control. It really does calm the nervous system.
Okay, cool. What about for career goals or big projects?
Try transcripting. Instead of just saying, I want a promotion, write a detailed present tense description of what having that promotion feels like. It's Friday afternoon. I'm finishing my first week in the new role. I feel challenged and excited. Make it vivid. That vision programs your RAS and makes the daily steps feel more purposeful.
And for personal growth, maybe dealing with those negative thought patterns.
Use journaling to challenge them directly. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm not good enough for this, grab your notebook. Ask, what's the story I'm telling myself here? Write it down. Then actively write a new, more empowering story. Write it out. Maybe even write it several times. Start replacing the old narrative with the new one, page by page.
So wrapping up, what's your biggest personal takeaway from Fallon's work? What really stuck with you?
For me, it's the realization of how deeply writing connects to our actual neurology. It's not just a nice thing to do. It's a fundamental tool for managing our internal state and actively creating our reality. It's both incredibly simple and profoundly powerful.
Yeah. And for me, it's the sheer accessibility she emphasizes. You don't need anything special. A cheap notebook, a basic pen, 10 minutes, and honesty. That's it. That simplicity makes it feel so liberating. The lasting thought I have is just about that physical connection, hand, pen, paper, brain. There's something almost magical in that feedback loop. So the question for everyone listening is maybe, what story are you ready to write onto the page and into reality?
And with that, we conclude this deep dive.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Akatra Foundation.